Katie. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning. I'm stepping on my way. Good morning. You give me strength, you give me just what I need. And I can feel the hope that's rising in me. It's a good morning. Good morning. Can you see me okay? It's really foggy around here. Can everybody see me? I'm here. It's Gary Zimak. Welcome to Spirit of the Morning. Man, what a foggy day. I was driving up to the studio today, but I survived the fog, I survived the darkness, I survived the pleasantly warm temperatures, and I am here ready to get started. Great to have you with me on the program today. We got a good show today. We will talk about the idea of secular Advent. And this is a really cool concept. This was based on a blog post by Tony Agnese. We're going to have Tony on the show today talking about the idea of welcome to secular Advent. What is that, and why should we be concerned, and how should we combat this idea of secular Advent? Tony's going to be with us in a little while to talk about that. We've got music. We've got scripture. We've got the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. We've got lots of other goodies. And best of all, we've got Dave Parker. Mr. Parker, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Thank you for that kind introduction.
Hey, brother. Any troubles getting in with the fog this morning?
No, it was patchy coming up from the lower county. It was awesome, though.
But you made it here, obviously, looking good as usual. You know, Dave, you're always looking good. There's not a morning I see you that you don't look good.
Well, thanks. Likewise, Gary.
And by the way...
Well, there was that one morning.
Yeah, well, we won't go there. Hey, by the way, I want to talk about that picture we put on Spirit in the Morning yesterday. Your picture, many, many years ago, proving that you and Wheaties go back a very long time.
Yeah, we do. We're bonded, I'm telling you.
Now, we talked about it briefly on the program yesterday. I just didn't know we would get the picture so that it would be available so readily, and I was able to throw it up on the website yesterday.
Yeah, I have to give kudos to my wife, Barbara. She was listening, and bam, there it was. And then you uploaded it, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how old were you in the picture?
I'm thinking... four or five, but that morning I just didn't want to eat my Wheaties.
Yeah, and that really shows.
Yeah, I was kind of pouty.
Yeah.
You know, my dad was standing over me, and he was pretty firm. He said, they call me Davey, you know.
Okay.
I'll let that be known.
All right, Davey.
Oh, thank you, Gary. I was thinking about that driving home. Well, you have a Y at the end of your name.
That's right. Why shouldn't you?
Why shouldn't I?
The Gary and Davey Show. I like it.
Anyways, but yeah, seriously, he was, I guess I was being a little recalcitrant at the time, and whoa, big word for a little guy. And
you know what? When I hang with you in the morning, Dave, I get educated. Your words, your vocabulary, you really help.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah.
What was the word? Recalcitrant?
Recalcitrant. Yeah, hard-headed. Pig-headed. My wife has some other words too. But anyway, yeah. So Dad was he was insistent, and I think I relented, and I did eat, and I grew to like him. I think
Isn't that amazing?
That morning I just didn't want to have him, but I have always liked him. So
that is a classic picture. You got to check that out. SpiritOfTheMorning.com.
Thanks, Gary.
Yesterday's entry to see little Davey Parker and his Wheaties. It really is a cute picture. Little Davey Parker. I love it. Yeah. Oh man. Hey Dave, how's your Advent going so far?
My Advent's going well, Gary.
Good, good.
And yours?
It's going well. And you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I was having lunch with my friend Roger. Roger's a good friend we were having breakfast the other day. Roger's a good friend. He's from St. Andrew's Parish in Newtown. And we hang out together. We help each other spiritually. He's one of those good friends that, you know, as men, Dave, we all need that buddy that helps us spiritually, kind of gives us the kick in the rear when we need it.
Oh, yeah.
But Roger and I were talking, and I said, you know what? I'm kind of down spiritually. I'm not feeling it. And that happens sometimes. We've got the peaks and the valleys in our spiritual journey.
Oh, I can relate, yes.
It's not fun when you're going through it.
No, it's like being in the desert.
Right, right. But even those of us who do, who profess our faith on a public basis, I mean, that's how I earn my living, by sharing the good news. I get down sometimes, and there are days when I am just not feeling anything spiritually. So I was telling Roger, I'm not really feeling it, and it doesn't feel good. I'm talking to the Lord. I'm persevering, but it just feels there's an emptiness. There's something missing. And you know what? I think that was perfect for me right before Advent, because that hunger was there. And I talked to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I got to get this back again. I want to get close to you. What's going on? I went to confession this weekend. And to be honest, I was really going on a very regular basis. A few years ago, I was doing every 2 weeks, which really helped me. Mm-hmm. And I fell away from that a little bit, and I was doing every month, every 6 weeks, which it might not be bad, but for me, something was missing there. Mm-hmm. And now I went to confession over the weekend, and I'm trying to do it more regularly, and especially during Advent. I want to really get back with the Lord and really close to Him. So mm-hmm. that's helped. I'm back to daily Mass.
Good for you.
And I think, I know you go to daily Mass whenever possible.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Powerful.
It's very powerful.
So, you know, that longing, that unhappiness, that unpleasant experience really fired me up when Advent started to say, all right, Lord, let's do this. And that's why you're going to hear me talking a lot about it through this Advent season. We're going to do this mm-hmm. together. Let's really make this our best Advent ever, one day at a time. Don't be too hard on yourself. Just try your best to grow closer to Jesus each day, just a little bit each day. And you're going to see by the time Christmas rolls around, you will be closer to Him than you are now. That's good. Don't worry about if it's not as close as you would like. Just work on getting closer to Jesus one day at a time. We're going to have guests on to address this issue. Tony Agnese today is going to be talking about the dangers of ignoring the Advent season, of giving in to what you hear in the world. The world is, get ready for Christmas. You have to buy more. You have to do this. You have to do that. Tony's going to help us to remember that we need to slow down. Tomorrow on the program, Debbie Giorgiani from EWTN's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. She's going to be here to talk about how can we survive the holiday season, all the stress that's going on, the holiday shopping frenzy. So she's going to be talking about that. Father Ed Looney will be here on Friday talking about the rosary, this great weapon. And if you struggle with the rosary, if you have trouble meditating when you pray the rosary on the mysteries, and a lot of us do, you need to listen to Friday's program because Father has developed a plan that'll really help you. So we're trying to work with you during this Advent season to help you to grow closer to Jesus Christ. And know that Dave and myself, we're on the journey too. We don't have this mastered. We're working one day at a time.
Well, Gary, I was going to say, you mentioned you and your friend, was it Roger?
Mm-hmm.
He's your buddy. Well, we can be buddies to people out there,
our
faithful listeners, who go through this. So we want to be your buddies because, you know, if we oftentimes or go to into the desert and see, and the Lord doesn't seem present. And then I'm sure a lot of you out there are like that. So we want to be your buddy, you know. So
I love it.
Stick with us.
I love it. And you know what? If you're struggling, send me an email, Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. I'll pray for you. Dave Parker@HolySpiritRadio.org. Dave would love to hear from you as well. Just shoot us an email. Say, hey, I'm struggling. Would you pray extra for me? And we'll do that. Mm-hmm. So we, great point, Dave. Thanks for bringing that up. We're in this journey with you. We don't have it all together. We really don't. Every day, Dave and I, we wake up, God willing, and we try our best to do what the Lord wants us to do and to help you to grow closer to Him. So that's what this is all about. I'm really glad you brought that up, Dave. That's a good point.
You know,
we really do want you to be a part of this show. We want to help you on your journey to grow closer to Jesus during the Advent season. All right, you know what I forgot to do? Well, first of all, I have to say the prayer, but before I do that, Dave.
Oh, the bell, Gary.
Gary's ringing the bell. You know what that means? That means it's a feast day. Today is a very special day.
Beautiful.
Today we celebrate the feast of St. Andrew. St. Andrew was one of the apostles, the brother of Simon Peter. So we turn to St. Andrew today. We ask for his intercession. I'm also going to be talking about the St. Andrew Novena, which, appropriately enough, begins today. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Man, we got lots of stuff to do, but let's start off with prayer. As we do every day, let's ask the Lord to bless us, to help us, to strengthen us, and to guide us as we face the day ahead. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us this day. We ask you to strengthen us, to guide us, to let us know what you want us to do today. Help us to grow closer to you. Help us get to know your Son, Jesus, better. Help us to share the good news with everyone around us today. We especially ask you, Father, to heal all those who are sick, to help those struggling with loneliness or anxiety or depression. We ask you to help anyone who is dealing with doubt or despair. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to work through us today, to give me the words to proclaim your message over the air. We ask this through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, and who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Saint Andrew, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, my friend, now we're ready to get started. Lot going on the program today. I'm trying to get my thoughts together because I have so much I want to cover. But why don't I do the gospel now? I'm going to read the gospel, which, by the way, is a specific, or what's technically known as the proper gospel for the feast of St. Andrew. It is about St. Andrew. So today's gospel, and we will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. The gospel comes from Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. And he said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. You know what? That is a great gospel. I want to talk, Dave, I want to get you in on this for a minute. We've got these, we see Jesus walking along the Sea of Galilee. He sees two brothers, Simon and Andrew, casting a net into sea. They're fishermen. They're at work. Jesus found them. He sought them out at their jobs.
Wow.
Isn't that a great message?
That is.
He knows where to find us. We always think that we need to find the Lord. But he's looking for us constantly.
Yes, he is.
And I think that greater awareness is so important. That's why Advent's really crucial for us to really become aware that he's right there and he's calling us.
And he's knocking on the door of our hearts.
Always.
Always.
It took me a long time to open that door up because I'm a stubborn person. I'm recalcitrant.
So am I.
How'd I know?
See? I still have leftovers of that.
but me that, too. But the Lord can work with that. He deals with us despite our stubbornness, our stupidity, our arrogance, whatever it is, and he loves us unconditionally, and he's going to keep knocking. He doesn't get to the point where he says, "All right, I've been knocking at Zimak's door for 20 years. I'm tired." He's going to keep knocking, and thank God that he does. Now, what I love about this, too, is the offer made by Jesus. So we've got Peter and Andrew doing their jobs as fishermen. Jesus said to them, and the exact quote is in here, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Mr. Parker, you're at your day job, right?
Jesus
comes to you and says, hey, Parker, come here. I'm going to make you a fisher of men. I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but would you maybe ask a question or two or say, well, wait a minute, let's clarify?
I would. I mean, I don't want to say it's uncanny, but I was thinking the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. Let's say he comes walking through our into our enclosed studio. What would we do? What would we say? If I would probably, I'd like to think, I would just say, first, I think I would drop to my knees if it was the Son of God, and I would say, okay. I mean, because I say it now, you know, in my heart, in my mind, and I say, well, Lord, I want to follow you, but what if he actually came to us? Then I think about that.
Exactly, and that's a great point of departure to really, for if you're looking for a meditation for Advent today, think about that, and know that he is knocking on your door, and are you as willing to just drop the nets and follow him? Now, these guys weren't guaranteed anything. There was certainly uncertainty there, but they followed him, and that's what faith is all about. And as we go throughout Advent, let's pray each day that the Lord will come more closely and deeply into our lives. And guess what? He will. And we'll be at the point where, just like Peter and Andrew, we can give up everything and follow the Lord. Hang with us. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for November 30th. Today we celebrate Saint Andrew. The Gospels give us little information about today's saint. We know that he was the brother of Peter, and that the two of them, both fishermen, left their nets behind to follow Jesus. We learn that from Matthew's account. In John's Gospel, we learn that before the multiplication of the loaves, it was Andrew who spoke up about the boy who had the barley loaves and fishes. Today's saint seems to have been something of a leader among the apostles. His name is regularly given prominence among them. Legend has it that Andrew preached the good news in what is now Greece and Turkey, and that he was crucified in Greece. There are some accounts of his death on an X-shaped cross, now known as St. Andrew's Cross. While we know little about the holiness of Andrew, Peter and John tend to fare best among the followers of Jesus, it is enough to know that he was an apostle. He was called personally by Jesus to proclaim the good news, to heal with Jesus' power, and to share his life and death. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Come thou long expected Jesus. That was Laura Story. You're listening to Spirit of the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek along with Dave Parker. Thanks for tuning in today. We're helping get your day started off the right way. We're helping you make the most out of Advent. And you know, I'm glad Dave and I talked about that. And by the way, we didn't plan that. A lot of what we do here is unscripted on the show. I know, it shows. But listen, here's the point. Don't be a wise guy. The point I'm trying to make is, We really let the Holy Spirit drive us with this program. We really want to help you as we go through the Advent season. Let's do this together. Let's not make the mistake of doing what a lot of the world does and get so focused on the shopping frenzy that we lose sight of the fact that we are called to welcome Jesus more deeply into our lives during the Advent season. That's what it's all about. Dave and I are going to help you to get that, to make that happen. And if you have any questions or if you need extra prayers or if there's anything I can do for you, please email me at Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org. Don't forget to check us out on the web as well at spiritinthemorning.com. We'll have everything we discuss linked. We'll have the photo of the day. I'm not even sure what we're going to put up there today, but yesterday's photo is young Davy Parker eating his Wheaties or being recalcitrant about eating or not eating his Wheaties or whatever, but it's a great picture, so make sure you check that out. Right now, the time is 7:20. Your weather forecast, 56 degrees at the moment at the Philadelphia International Airport. Today, showers and areas of dense fog before noon, high near 64 degrees. Tonight, showers before 3 a.m., low around 53 degrees. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 57 degrees. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the St. Andrew Novena. Today is the Feast of St. Andrew. And there's this novena. Sometimes it's referred to as the Christmas novena. I wrote about this on my blog yesterday. I have a link to it at spiritinthemorning.com. So check that out. This prayer, it's a very simple prayer. In fact, I'll read it to you now. Here it is. This is the novena prayer for the St. Andrew novena. It goes like this. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his blessed mother. Amen. Now that's the prayer that is prayed during this St. Andrew novena. Now here's the deal. Here's how it works. And then I'm going to talk a little bit more about it because I want you to understand this is a powerful novena. It is not superstition. So let me tell you the backstory or the promise of this novena. It is piously believed. That means it's believed by, based on faith, okay? That whoever recites this prayer 15 times each day from the Feast of St. Andrew until Christmas will obtain what is asked. Now, before you panic about that and say, oh no, 15 times a day, and why is it that I have to repeat? This is vain repetition, and the Bible condemns it. No, this is not what that's all about. But yeah, can you turn this into superstition? You can, but we don't have to. And this is why this is powerful. First of all, I've been praying this novena for several years now. I have seen miracles happen in my life because of this novena. And if you look at the blog post that I have linked at spiritinthemorning.com, there is a video, a homily given by Father Joseph Mary from EWTN a few years ago. He explains it, and he talks about some of the miracles that he's seen in his life with related to this novena. Now, technically, will the Lord always give you what you ask for? Well, he's not going to give you something if it's bad for you. I mean, let's be honest here. We're grown-ups. We can talk about that, right? You ask for something and it's bad for you, it's going to hurt you spiritually, the Lord won't give that to you. Why? Because he loves you. It's the same reason you won't give your child a sharp knife or some matches to play with. You're right, you're not going to do that because you love them. That's what the Lord does with us. Now, the gist of this novena, and I can only speak from my experience, is I have seen some miraculous developments. Everything I have asked for has always come about due to this novena. And again, I'm not promising you that you're going to get whatever you want, because sometimes we do want things that are not good for us. But why do we pray this novena? What's the point? Why do I have to repeat these words? Can't I just say, Lord, give me what I need? Well, the beauty of this novena, and so many times with novenas, with other devotions that the church gives, indulgences, the church wants to encourage us. Remember, Christ speaks through his church. As Christ guides his church, he still speaks through the church. The church wants us to encourage us to do things that will help us. So therefore, sometimes there will be a little bit of a reward attached, right? That's the way it works, so that we do it, because we're humans, and what's our first instinct? Well, why am I doing this? What's in it for me? Let's be honest. That's what we are. That's the way we are sometimes. But the Lord loves us too much to say, well, you know what? You're going to act like that? Forget it. He doesn't do that, because he's going to continue, as Dave and I were talking about, to reach out and get us in any way possible, because he knows what we need and he loves us. So by doing this, now what's the carrot at the end of the stick here? It's the fact that that it's piously believed that you'll get whatever it is that you pray for. Again, with that disclaimer. But when I first heard that, I said, all right, sign me up for this. I can get rewarded, right? Mm-hmm. That's human nature. Mm-hmm. What's the point of praying this 15 times a day? What it does is, if you pay attention to the words, it helps you prepare to welcome Jesus. It helps you to have a good Advent. Hail and blessed be the hour and the moment. Think about that hour and the moment when the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary. You think about the birth of Jesus Christ. That happened at one particular point in time. Transport yourself back there. Was it pleasant for Mary and Joseph? Not especially. They had to pick up whatever they had and travel to Bethlehem. And the Lord was born in a cave, in a stable. He wasn't born in some great palace. So it wasn't especially comfortable for him either. So, you know, your mind starts to go there. You start to think about, wow, Jesus did all this because he loves me? Yeah. And then you start to get ready and you start to realize, wow, he really loves me. I should do something for him. And as you start to read these words, you begin to realize this. In piercing cold, are you struggling right now? Is there a problem in your life? Are you walking in the darkness? So many of us are from time to time. I talked about my own struggles. In piercing cold, what does the light do? The light illuminates the darkness. When the light comes into the world, the darkness goes away. When Jesus Christ comes more deeply into your life, as he did into the life of St. Andrew and St. Peter, as we heard in the gospel, all of a sudden, things become lit up and they become brighter. In that hour, vouchsafe, oh my God, to hear my prayer. You're asking the Lord to hear your prayer and grant my desires. That's a very valid request. You're not demanding anything. You're asking him. Through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother, who, by the way, is responsible for giving us our Savior. Mary said yes. When God said, I have chosen you to become the mother of the Savior, she said, let it be done to me according to your word. So because Mary said yes, you got a Savior. Isn't that great? So by the way, thank her for that today. So if you really meditate on these words, and meditate's another fancy word. Sometimes people get freaked out by that word. It just means thinking about. Think about these words as you pray them. And let the Holy Spirit guide you. Say, come Holy Spirit, help me understand this novena. And as you pray this 15 times each day, you can do it all at once. You could split it up, whatever works for you. Then you begin to get a bigger picture of what's happening with the incarnation, with the fact that Christ came into this world to save you from your sins. And you begin to get to know him better. And then as a result, you want to get rid of some of the clutter in your life and get closer to him. So this is a very beneficial prayer. And here's the other thing. If you forget to pray it one day, please don't stop. Don't panic. It's okay. Don't get overly scrupulous about it. Just do your best. And I strongly recommend it. Give it a shot. Take a look at the link at spiritinthemorning.com. Watch the video and listen to Father Joseph explain. He does a great job. And you might want to give this a try. My family and I, we're going to pray it. We've done it every year for, boy, a long time now. Give it a try, this St. Andrew Novena. It'll help you to prepare to welcome Jesus into your life right now. The time is 7:28. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. When we come back from the break, Tony Agnese will join us. He's going to talk about secular Advent. What is that? Stick around and we'll see. I got the joy.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Many buildings in Gatlinburg, Tennessee have been burned to their foundation following this week's fast-moving wildfires. But Mayor Mike Werner, who also lost his home, says his town will pull together and recover. Hurricane-force winds Monday night fanned flames and sent residents and tourists fleeing, some on foot. Officials say Westgate's Smoky Mountain Resort and Spa, with more than 100 buildings, is likely entirely gone, and three people were killed. Meanwhile, authorities in Alabama say three people have been killed as a line of storms and possible tornadoes moved across the northern part of that state. Air conditioning company Carrier Corp is acknowledging that it has reached a deal with President-elect Donald Trump to keep nearly 1,000 jobs in Indiana. Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence, the outgoing Indiana governor, plan to travel to the state tomorrow to unveil the agreement alongside company officials. Trump spent much of his campaign pledging to keep companies like Carrier from moving jobs overseas. And Oscar-winning director Martin Scorsese is getting a Vatican-style red carpet treatment, meeting today with Pope Francis after screening his new film, Silence, in Rome. The film is about two Jesuit missionaries who search for their mentor in 17th century Japan when Christians were persecuted. The plot is likely of interest to the Holy Father, who as a young man joined the Jesuit order in hopes of becoming a missionary in Japan. He never made it because of his health, but he has spoken out frequently about the church's past and present martyrs. The film was screened yesterday for Jesuit priests in Rome. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition. Their mission is to provide financial support to area crisis pregnancy homes and centers and educate the community regarding sanctity of life issues from conception until natural death.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. After graduating from the University of Missouri in 2008, Liz Bohannon traveled to Uganda to learn more about the lives of women living in poverty. She decided to start a business that could help pay for their college education, which averages between $2,000 and $3,000. Bohannon had always received compliments on the sandals she constructed in college. Flip-flop bottoms tied around the foot with a decorative ribbon. So she hired three Ugandan women to make the sandals, then returned to the U.S. to promote her work. Bohannon chose the name Seko for her company because it means laughter in the Ugandan language, and by the end of 2015, she had sent 60 young women to university. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day and the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. Believe it, you receive it, you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it.
Chainbreaker by Zach Williams. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. It's 7:35 right now. Boy, that's good. I love the music that we do. It just gets me fired up, and I hope it gets you fired up as well. Well, now we've got a. I'm excited about our next guest, Tony Agnese. He is joining us, and you can follow him online at tonyagnese.com. We will have him linked on spiritinthemorning.com. Tony and I have known each other online for a long time through Twitter, through Facebook. We follow each other on the internet, but we got to meet for the first time recently at the EWTN radio conference in Birmingham, and I got to talking to him, and I said, man, this guy would be perfect for the show. Tony's down to earth like the rest of us. He's walking the walk one day at a time. He recently wrote a blog post, Welcome to Secular Advent. And the title really intrigued me. So when I read it, I thought, man, we need to get Tony on the show to talk about it. Tony's going to talk about secular Advent. What is that? What are the dangers? What can we do about it? Tony, good morning. Thanks for coming on the air at Spirit in the Morning. How are you today?
I'm great, Gary. Thank you, brother. It's great being with you, and really looking forward to having a conversation with you about the subject that's kind of bugged me for a long time. You know, we have had all of our Christian holidays kind of commandeered by the secular humanist and by commercialism and so forth. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jesus in the Nativity has been replaced by, you know, Santa Claus and way too many toys.
Right.
Easter, which is the most important holiday in the Christian calendar, has been commandeered by bunnies and chocolate and so forth. And they've done the same thing with All Saints and All Souls. And mm-hmm. the one that really bugs me the most is Advent. Mm-hmm. Advent to me was always a time. As a matter of fact, I liked Advent just as much as I liked Lent, because it was a time of preparation for the coming of Jesus. And what's happened? Well, the secular folks have kind of taken over the holiday, and it began back in a while back with Black Friday, and mm-hmm. now they even have Gray Thursday, because, you know, God forbid that we finish our meal before we go shopping on Thanksgiving. We can't devote a whole day to giving thanks. You know, mm-hmm. we have to cut it off at 6 because the stores open at 6. Then we have Black Friday, and then we have Small Business Saturday, and then right. Cyber Monday, where we go online and order way too many things that we don't need. And then even the nonprofits, even churches have gotten involved. Now we have Giving Tuesday, and it's like, oh my God, all this money's going out. We better get a piece of ours before it's it's too late. Next year, somebody will add Wednesday, Gary.
That's true.
And it'll keep going, and it goes all the way through. Bring all that stuff back week after the first of the year.
Exactly, right.
Everybody's returning the things they dump. So what has happened is it is really the opposite of the Advent that we love. And right. For an example, secular Advent asks us to speed up and spend money now. And our Christian Advent says, you know, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Secular Advent says spend money we don't have on things we don't need under the pretense that it was on sale. You know, I saved $432 yesterday.
That's right.
Christian Advent says be thankful for what we have and maybe give to those who have little.
Yeah.
You know, secular Advent says we have to fight for our right for that big screen TV, and even if it means we have to start a riot to get it.
That's right.
And Christian Advent says pray for peace and to slow that thing down. Secular Advent reminds us that every seven-year-old needs their own iPhone 7 and an Xbox and a PlayStation and mm-hmm. so forth, because after all, they deserve it. And Christian Advent reminds us that, you know, some kids will have no gifts at Christmas, and wouldn't it be nice to do something for a child who has very little? So it's the antithesis of what we should be doing. And so for me, Gary, I'm not participating. I'm going to have a little silent protest about this secular Advent, and I'm going to try to have an Advent that is more in keeping with our Catholic faith.
And I like that. And Tony, here's the challenge. The deacon at our parish over the weekend, he hit the nail on the head. He said, and this is the problem, I've wasted a lot of Advents throughout my life, and he hit the nail on the head when he said, the easiest thing is to do nothing, or just to go along with what the world does, right, and get swept up into the Christmas frenzy. Here we are, you know, we're a few days into Advent, and already people are panicking. They're out there panicking about mm-hmm. getting the perfect gift. There, we got things to do, we got parties, go on and on and on. And we can easily get swept up into that. That's the easy thing to do. The hard thing is to do is swim upstream and say, no, I'm going to make this Advent count. This, and as I've said on the program here, This may be the last Advent we ever have. We don't know. I mean, let's be real here. We don't know if we'll ever have another Advent. Advent is that chance for us to grow closer to the Lord. It's a chance to really take advantage. It has a starting point. It has an end point. Let's try to get closer to Jesus. What I liked about your blog post, you came up with four easy, and I like easy, Tony. I'm a simple guy. Four easy steps that we can all put into practice. Could you share those with us? Because I think these are very powerful.
I'd be happy to. You know, we talked about Advent asks us to slow down a bit, where secular Advent asks us to speed up. And, you know, just slow down and enjoy the beauty of winter closing in. I say winter closing in, it's going to be 60 degrees
Likewise,
today. And, but to enjoy family and friends, but not enjoy family and friends in the frenzy of buying, but enjoy family and friends in a different way. I'm sitting in my living room right now, and in front of me, my wife has the manger, the nativity scene set up. And when my grandson gets here at Christmas time, he gets to put baby Jesus in the nativity scene. And it's a place I come to pray in the morning, because I have Our Lady of Medjugorje right in front of me, and I have the Sacred Heart of Jesus in front of me, and so forth. So slow down. The second thing is, try to attend an extra Mass. I try to go to Mass every single day during the Advent season. And you know, it's kind of interesting, Gary. Back several years ago, my wife and I decided to go to First Friday Mass together. It was a tradition that my mom got me started on, and we used to go to First Friday Mass together, the 9 First Fridays of the month. Mm-hmm. And then what happens when you get to the 10th First Friday? Well, let's go to Mass. So we ended up going to Mass on Friday, and we made it our date morning. We would go to Mass, and then go out to breakfast after, and it was kind of our weekly Friday date. Well, since then, we've added Tuesday, and then Wednesday, and then Monday, and so forth, until we're attending Mass more. When I am at work, I am exactly about 6 miles from the St. Bernard's Church in downtown Akron, and if I go to the 12:10 Mass, 12:10 is perfect, because if you get off work at noon, you can be there in 10 minutes. Every light will be green as I drive to Mass. It just they line up for me.
Isn't that
Holy
great?
Spirit lines it up, so I pull in the parking lot. The third thing is increase your prayer time. I heard you talking about the St. Andrew Novena earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. My goodness, what a beautiful way to get ourselves in the right frame of mind. But it could be very easy. For example, I pray a Chaplet of Divine Mercy for somebody every single day on my way to work. So I take it takes me 20 minutes to drive to work. So I take less than half of that time, shut off the radio, everything, and I sit and I say, I have this friend that's having surgery this week, and I pray a Chaplet of Divine Mercy for that person. The other thing it does for me is I show up at work in a better mood. It just helps me. Increase your prayer time is very easy to do. You've got to find little times in your day that you can do something. We're not talking about hours of prayer. We're just saying, Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you for being with me today. That's that prayer St. Peter talks about when he says pray constantly. Yeah, that's the prayer we're talking about, just to include our Lord in our day. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth thing is just help somebody in need. Mm-hmm. My wife likes the giving tree. You know, we have it in our chapel at the parish, and she waits until the end to take the names. I said, why do you do that? Why don't you take some of these names? She goes, I like to take the people that nobody has selected yet. You know, the last couple of people on the tree, and buy for them. Isn't that beautiful?
I love that. I love that,
It gives you an opportunity to do something nice for someone else, or you help a family member and so forth. Gary, these aren't things that you can't do. These are things that we can all do to just get in the frame of reference of understanding that we're preparing for the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ at Christmas time, and that is what I'm going. That's my little silent protest I'm going to do.
Tony, those steps, they're all doable. I like that. Even for a guy like me, they're simple, they're easy. It might require a little effort on my part, but I can do that, right? I mean, and that's why I loved your steps. I love the blog post. And I really think that's what we need. I think sometimes we overcomplicate things and we try to do so much. You know, that's the other end of the spectrum. Sometimes we try to do so much that we get overwhelmed and say, I can't do all this. But these simple steps are ways that we can grow closer to the Lord during the Advent season. And I really thank you. I thank you for coming on and sharing with us today. Tony, where is the best place to follow you online?
They can follow me online at TonyAgnesi.com, TonyAgnesi.com, at Facebook, at Tony Agnesi, Twitter, LinkedIn, any of the social media sites, they can follow me, at Tony Agnesi, I've got a 10 great tips to make your holiday better coming up in my podcast at noon today. Ooh. And just some really good Advent material that will unfold here over the next 4 weeks. So Excellent. If you get a chance, check it out, and you don't expect a very deep theological catechesis. Excellent. It's just simple things we can do to be better Catholics, better Christians.
I love it, Tony. I want to wish you a blessed Advent and a Merry Christmas. And we need to get you back on the air again. Would you come back again sometime?
You bet. I'd love it. Love it anytime, Gary.
You are awesome, my brother. Have a wonderful day. Thanks again for joining us. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Tony. Tony Agnesi. You can follow him online at TonyAgnesi.com. Boy, I love that. It's simple. I like simple. Dave Parker will tell you I like things simple around here because simple is doable. And try to put some of those things into practice in your life, and your Advent will start to be very powerful. When we come back from the break, we're going to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. I guarantee you've heard this one before. You may have heard it so many times, you ignore it, but you don't want to miss this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
I try to fit you in the walls inside my mind. Try to keep you safely in between the lines. I try to put you in the box that I've designed. I try to pull you down so we are eye to eye. When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? I try to take life back right out of the hands of the king of the world. How could I make you so small when you're the one who holds it all? When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? Just a whisper to try to take the lead. Still I run ahead and think I'm strong enough when you're the one who made me from that dust. When did I forget that you always try to take life back right out of the hands of the king of the world? How could I make you so small when you're the one who holds it all? When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? Ooh, set it all in motion.
King of the World by Natalie Grant. Isn't that a great message? When did I forget you have always been the King of the World? It's all about that awareness we're talking about here on the show. Sometimes we forget that the Lord is the King of the World. I'm Gary Zimak, along with Dave Parker, and joined by our operations manager, Frank Elias. And Frank, what in the world do you have here?
I just found the biggest light bulb I've ever
seen. That's Thomas Edison's light bulb.
It's huge.
I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, the things I learned around here are just incredible. And it's actually used to keep mice out of the transmitters. Who would have thought of that?
What, do you hit them with it?
Yeah,
or something?
Exactly. It's incredible.
What are they going to do, read or something? It's so bright. I mean, come on.
All right. Yeah, they can have a whole reading section in there.
So Frank came in with this light bulb over his head. He had a great, I thought, wow, Frank's got an idea. I put a picture of that. You'll see that on spiritinthemorning.com. This is, you never know what you're going to find around this station.
That's right. We try and keep everything as lean as we can. But we've been doing some upgrades, and, you know, we upgraded a light bulb that was burned out at I've never seen anything quite like it. Wow. It's quite interesting.
And that's a 200-watt bulb?
It's a 200-watt bulb.
Wow.
It sits actually literally where the antenna are in the transmitter area just to keep mice out. And mm-hmm. They've been lit for a long time. They actually last a long time, which is good because I don't feel like having to change them quite often.
I don't even know where you buy one of those.
I can't wait to go to Home Depot and say, I need a light bulb.
I think you have to go to a museum to get one of those now, I think.
Well, anyway, thanks for sharing that. That's one. See, this is the kind of things you're going to hear on Spirit of the Morning. You will not hear this on other stations, right?
Oh, who would talk about something like this?
Exactly.
Well, you know what? It helps wake you up and energize you for the day and gives you respect.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, a lot of things that you have in the past and the way we do things here is actually kind of neat when you get into it.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
yeah.
right. And by the way, you're responsible for our new computer system here, and things are going okay,
they're
right?
They're going okay. You know, we're doing improvements. We're going to continue to do improvements. Our whole goal is to really establish WISP and WCOJ and the Holy Spirit Radio Foundation as a permanent fixture in the Philadelphia Catholic yeah. community. And so we're doing upgrades that will make it much easier for mm-hmm. us over the years. So mm-hmm. times people may see some intermittent issues, but just realize that it's all about making it even better for the future. Live mm-hmm. broadcasting, remote broadcasting, mm-hmm. all these things have been coming in over the past month, and there's a lot more planned.
That's right. And by the way, we are going to be broadcasting remotely from St. Hubert's High School in Philadelphia, right?
That is
Lansdale
correct.
Catholic. That comes up in the week of December the 12th.
I'm not nervous
right?
at all. No, we did Birmingham, so we'll be all right.
Hey, I've been promised coffee and donuts from my friend Katie Giorgio, who's bringing us in to Lansdale Catholic. So, mm-hmm. listen, Katie, if you're listening, and I know you are a listener, coffee and donuts. Frank and Dave eat a lot, so you got to be careful about that. But no, this is great. We'd love to get out to more businesses and schools wherever, right?
So when I look back at radio, it's really funny. A lot of people talk about radio going away, and I actually look at all the old pictures from what used to be WBUX, which is now WISP and WCOJ. All the pictures are them in the community. Mm. And I'm realizing, like, one of the things these radio stations fail to realize is you have to be in the community. Mm-hmm. And so we're setting it up to do just that. And there's a lot of things I'd love to do, so I'd love for people mm-hmm. to really keep us in their prayers.
Yeah.
Because if the right things come along, I would love to establish us as the real Philadelphia Catholic mm-hmm. radio station. Coverage everywhere.
Amen, yep. brother.
That's it.
So,
that's
and the
it.
Holy Spirit is leading us. So we're in good hands.
We are, and we have to kind of rely on that. And mm-hmm. sometimes it is sitting back and saying, let's see where it yep. takes us.
But he works yep. through people like Frank, who is phenomenal.
I don't know where we'd be without Frank.
I know.
We'd be lost, right?
Yeah.
Every time we have a problem here, Frank!
I'd have sleep.
Yeah, that's right.
Frank's headphones are moving off his ears because his head's swelling. Not really. I'm just kidding.
Well, anyway.
He's priceless.
Anyway, Frank, thanks for all you do. Keep up the good work. And again, if you want to see that light bulb, check out spiritinthemorning.com. All right, it's time for our Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. We have all heard this one before. This is one of the most familiar Bible verses ever, so familiar that you may be tempted to ignore it, but you want to remember this one, especially during the Advent season. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. Dave Parker, you've heard that one before, right?
Oh, absolutely, Gary. Yes, one of my favorites.
Yep. And if you feel unloved today, if you feel God doesn't care about you, if you feel God's forgotten about you, think about that verse. And we will have that at spiritinthemorning.com. He loves you so much that he sent his Son into the world to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead so that you could go to heaven and live with him forever. That offer never goes away. It never expires. Jesus is with you every day. All it takes is for you to get closer to Him. Turn around, become aware that He is the King of the world, as Natalie Grant said in that song. You know what's funny, by the way, Dave Parker pointed this out to me. Our second song today was Chainbreaker by Zach Williams, and we have on the computer the time of each of the song, the length of the song. Dave, what was the length of Chainbreaker?
3:16, Gary.
that is really bizarre, isn't it?
Can I do this?
I'll tell you what, I did not plan that, but, you know, just a reminder, just one of those little reminders from the Lord that He's with us and He's watching over us. And keep that in mind today. He loves you, He's with you, and He cares about you. So cast your burdens on Him, as St. Peter tells us in his first letter. Cast your burdens on Him. Why? Because He cares about you. Now, tomorrow on the show, Debbie Giorgiani from Debbie and Take Two with Jerry and Debbie is going to be on the air live with us to help us survive the holiday shopping season. Debbie's a lot of fun. Frank and I got to hang out with her a little bit in Birmingham when we were at the EWTN radio conference. She really wanted to come on the show and talk about, I gave her carte blanche. I said, Deb, whatever you want to talk about, it's yours. We came up with this topic. She's going to be on the show. And then Father Ed Looney will be here on Friday to help us really appreciate the rosary. I think one of the biggest problems that many people have with the rosary is the distractions that pop up in our minds. I can't concentrate. I can't focus on the mysteries. Well, he has really popularized. I don't want to say he devised a new method. It's an old method. He popularized an ancient method of really appreciating the rosary. He's got a nice little book out about it. We'll be talking to him on Friday. Let's close with our prayer today on this feast of St. Andrew. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, in your kindness, hear our petitions. You called Andrew the Apostle to preach the gospel and guide your church in faith. May he always be our friend in your presence to help us with his prayers. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't forget to check out spiritinthemorning.com. We have links to everything we talked about today, including the picture of Frank Eliasson with the humongous light bulb. I'm telling you, I've never seen a light bulb like this. You got to check that out. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you. Gary@holyspiritradio.org. Do you need prayers? Do you have comments about the show? Would you like us to come out to your establishment to broadcast the show remotely? We are up for it. We're ready to go to take the show on the road to meet you where you are. That's what we do here on the program. Again, don't forget the St. Andrew Novena. There's a link to it at spiritinthemorning.com. And I want to thank Tony Agnese for coming on the air today. Tony will be on again. He was a great guest. He really simplified this whole Advent process. What do we do? And you're going to hear more guests like this. This is a common theme. Let's do what we can to make this our best Advent ever, right? That's what we're going to do here. We're going to work with you on that. I know I'm benefiting from it, and I hope you are as well. It's been a real pleasure to be with you here. Be careful until the fog lifts. If you're driving out there today, remember that no matter where you go, whatever you do, the Lord's with you. He loves you, and He's got a plan for your life today. He's got something that He wants to do, and you know the deal. If you don't do it, nobody else will. So make sure to ask the Lord what you can do for Him today. Go be Jesus to somebody else today. Even if it's email, phone call, whatever you need to do. They need you. The world, it can be a dark place at times. We need to bring that light. Thanks so much for tuning in. God bless you, and God willing, we'll see you tomorrow on Spirit in the Morning.